visiting with Pleasantville head boys basketball coach Taylor Phipps. Coach, you know, you guys had that game against Des Moines Christian right before break, but then coming out of the break, able to get a win against Panorama, unfortunately lost to Linville Sully. But can you kind of walk me through a little bit of those, that Panorama game and Linville Sully game since break?
Yeah, I thought, obviously the Panorama game, we came out and, you know, played really fast and played together and, you know, did a lot of good things and got to the paint and finished around the rim. And defensively, we were really active and were able to get a, you know, a bunch of transition going. And so, you know, that was a really good start. And then obviously you turn around the next night and go on the road again to a really, you know, solid physical team in Linville Sully. And, you know, they kind of, you know, were able to get us off of our spots a little bit. And we didn't run our offense, you know, very efficiently. And, you know, they were able to kind of beat us on the boards a little bit. I think they had, you know, something like 16 offensive rebounds, and which led to a lot of second chance points. And so, you know, that was definitely, you know, not what we were looking to do that night, but, you know, credit to them for kind of flexing their muscle a little bit and pushing us around. And so that's, you know, something we need to learn from and grow from and, you know, take into this next week.
You know, what do you kind of learn as a team, you know, when you play a team that, you know, hasn't had that good of a season so far with Panorama? I think only the one win, and then, you know, play that game and then go right again and play Linville Sully the next day, who is a very strong team. What do you kind of learn in the diversity of those two games?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's tough coming off of, you know, coming off a break, and we weren't in school yet, you know, and to go on the road to Panorama, then go on the road again to Linville Sully. But, you know, that's the schedule we have, and that's, you know, just we weren't tough enough to do it. And so hopefully, you know, I think we've had a good response since then with watching a little film and practice a little bit. And so, you know, I think, you know, our kids will definitely turn it into a positive and what we can take away from it, and just take a look in the mirror of what we have to do to keep pushing forward. But, you know, obviously the playing, you know, on the road against a really tough physical team that has some inside presence, you know, is a tough matchup for us, and we didn't respond very well. So now when we get another team like that coming up later on in our schedule, and we'll play, you know, a few more teams that have, you know, that type of DNA of, you know, tough physical teams and have an inside presence and crash the boards. And so, you know, we'll have another chance to respond, hopefully in a better way and show a little growth as a team, and you know, how we're going to respond in that type of game again.
You know, games coming up against Colfax Mingo and Interstate 35, you know, Colfax Mingo, a non-conference opponent that, you know, has not been too strong this year. And then I-35, a team that, you know, on paper, pretty comparable to you guys where you're at this season. What are you kind of hoping for in those two games coming up?
Yeah, I think that, you know, these are two chances for us to come and just be a little more consistent in kind of our effort and execution on both ends of the floor. You know, I think that we still have a lot of room for growth and how we're playing really on both ends of the floor. And so, you know, this will be another two good opportunities for us to continue to show some improvement and, you know, have a lot of chances for that in these two games. So I'm looking forward to it. And I know our guys are looking forward to get back out there and to continue to grow into, you know, the best version of ourselves that we can be.
You know, a team like you guys that, you know, honestly this year are pretty top heavy in terms of scoring with what Braylon Bingham has been able to do, but that's just the kind of athlete that he is. But it has also been good seeing different guys contribute. You know, I see, you know, 10-ish, 11-ish guys in the scoring column for you this year.
Yeah, definitely. We've had, you know, a lot of guys that, you know, are learning as we go and haven't had a ton of varsity experience and kind of throwing them into the fire a little bit, but they've responded well and they're continuing to grow and get better. And, you know, as coaches, we're kind of seeing things and figuring things out too with different lineups and with different personnel. And so, you know, I think we're definitely a team that from week one to week two to week seven or eight, or even on down the line to, you know, week you know, 15, 16, we're going to continue to grow and get better every week. And so, you know, the more experience we get, the more we can keep playing together, that's only going to help us, you know, down the stretch run of the season. So I'm excited to where we're at and where the potential that we have to keep growing. And I know our kids are too.
You know, you guys have some in a lot of games this year. One thing you guys have done pretty well is shooting the three ball. Have you been comfortable with what you guys have been able to do, diversifying your shots a little bit from getting it down into the post, but also, you know, having guys open around the perimeter too that can able to get you those shots as well?
Yeah, I think that, you know, that's one of our strengths. If we're at our very best and we're going to beat a really good team, you know, it's probably going to be us shooting pretty well from the outside. And so, you know, we definitely have guys that can shoot it from the outside, but you can't always just count on, you know, being able to make jump shots. We got to make sure we keep getting it in the paint, figure out ways to do that. And then also, you know, making sure defensively we're kind of digging down deep and fighting for every possession. And, you know, against Linville Sully, that was something, you know, I thought they played really well. They shot really well from the outside, and we still held them to, you know, around 60 points. And so, that's good enough to be in the game. We did not shoot very well in that game though. So I think we were maybe only made 5 out of maybe 25 threes or so. So we you know, that was kind of an example of when you're not shooting well, you still got to, you know, show a little grit and toughness and figure out ways to stay in games. And, you know, hopefully we can learn from that, from this past weekend. But, yeah, to your point, we definitely have some shooters out there, and we need to keep getting more comfortable and keep getting, you know, quality, good shots on offense.
Well, Taylor, I appreciate your time as always, and best of luck to your team as you go through this kind of stretch here in mid-January.
All right, appreciate it.